More than 1,200 child migrants have died while attempting to cross the Mediterranean since 2014, but the true number of these deaths is likely to be much higher. That's according to the UN Migration Agency, IOM, which has joined with partners to call for better data to help protect children on the move. Bronwyn Cowley in Geneva has been speaking to IOM spokesperson Joel Millman.
We have a report out this week that names 1,202 known deaths of children under the age of 18. We point out that this is most likely an undercount. We believe that, as with most migrants, but especially children, there's just not enough data out there to determine whether or not we're seeing half the cases, more than half, most of them. We just don't know. We just know that the information we have is sketchy. I mean, apparently only 20% or so, or one of every five children, are even aware of their identity and their name from some of these reports. And we think it's very important that these kinds of things be clarified and be extended, because in order to bring services and bring attention to the issues that are involved with child smuggling or child trafficking or just families on the move, which is also often the case, you need to have accurate data. We need to know how big the issue is and where the hotspots are. Certainly, we know in the Mediterranean, we understand that at least 58 children who were infants have died in the last 4 years just on these boats. But those are always often the hardest cases, because the body's never recovered, and we only know from what another observer saw. And a witness, usually of the same tragedy, might report a mother with two children. That's all we know. It would be helpful to have more. Then we'd know the root causes, we'd know where they're coming from, and we probably could bring services before they even take these chances.
How do you think you could improve the data gathering for these info?
That's a good question. At this level, it's extremely difficult, because children aren't themselves sophisticated enough to be sources of data, especially the ones that are under 1 year old. But obviously, there are networks, there are religious groups, there are child welfare groups, there are... It's tougher in some of these countries to rely on governments, because recording of births often is so sketchy, especially in rural areas. And what's more, a lot of these children are born as migrants en route. We not often that we even know what country, under what circumstances the child were born, or whether they're even traveling with their own family members. People often use children as a camouflage mechanism, which makes it even more difficult, because the guardian might be a perfect stranger to this child, and vice versa, even having met even the same day or just a few days before the death. So all these things are beyond simple solutions, but we think the more attention we share, the more ideas we'll have on how to confront these issues.
Do you have any way of knowing which routes are the most vulnerable for minors?
Well, in sheer numbers, the Mediterranean right now. However, there are children on the move all over the world. I mean, we had three Rohingya children died last week in a drowning. I'm not even sure if they were accompanied. We know of families swept away on the Rio Bravo River last year in the U.S.-Mexico border. I think they were the same family group. We learned of a three-month-old who froze to death last month in Nogales, Arizona. Well, probably Nogales, Sonora, probably on the Mexican side of the border. That child was with the family. They were lucky. There was a second child that didn't freeze to death. But you'd like to think that in a family group they're the safest, but that just proves that even in those conditions, with loving parents around, that you can't stop all the tragedies.
Do you know the average ages of children that are dying, and which are the most vulnerable?
No, we don't. We know 396 migrants under the age of 18 died while crossing from Turkey into Greece. That was a time when there were close to a million people over a 12-month period. I mean, we're happy to report that no migrant this year has been reported dead off Greece, no man, woman, or child. On the other hand, Spain suddenly has surfaced as a very lethal route, the Western Mediterranean. We understand 89 people just since January 1st, over 100 since November 1st, since November 2017, I'm sorry. And quite a number of those are minors as well. You know, families traveling together means vulnerable children. So if they're all taking these risks together, then we can expect these kind of results, unfortunately.
And do you have any idea of average ages of the children?
No, we understand that the largest single component for the data that we have were 67 out of about 200 or 250 were between 1 and 5. So we're guessing that the toddler stage is probably the most numerous. It's risky to take an infant, and it's usually when the children are above 15 or 16 that they're traveling on their own anyway, although they're considered minor by our people.